Mangoma believes that it is a futile exercise to introduce this system without eliminating the fear factor among voters and making a wholesome reform of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, said to be controlled by members of the country's spy network, the Central Intelligence Organization, and other security agents.
We as RDZ are very much against its introduction, particularly at this time, and we urge other political parties and civil society to think long and hard before they endorse BVS.
He claims that duplicate voting is not the major issue in the Zimbabwean electoral system, which is what BVS seeks to address.
BVS' main advantage is to curb duplicate voting, so they say. Although duplicate voting takes place, it is by far not the main method used by ZANU-PF and ZEC to rig the election. The main method used remain the people in the ZEC itself and the electoral system they use. BVS is a computer software system, and there are a number of these systems on the market. It is still a relatively new system, and not yet perfect. A computer system can fail, and a BVS system has failed before. Zimbabwe cannot afford this drama. And a computer system can be manipulated, and very few, if any, of the political parties and civic society have any skill to detect such manipulation.
He further claims that this system is likely to be abused by the ruling party, which has over the years been accused of being aided by the Registrar General's office and ZEC to allegedly rig elections.
This will be giving ZANU-PF and ZEC a free hand to rig with the permission of the political party. Colleagues, you cannot control what you do not know. ZANU-PF and ZEC control the passwords and the override authority. These are the very people whom the Zimbabwean people do not trust. They can alter the data at any time. Remember, whoever has the authority to add voters' data can change or delete it, and none of us can ever detect it.
His fears are echoed by Harare resident Rizin Chanaiwa, who argues that current power outages in Zimbabwe can hamper a biometric voter registration and voting system.
I think biometric voter registration is a noble idea, considering the what we have in 2013 when there were allegations of NICUF. However, the downside of it is that with the current power shortages and with no solutions in sight, I think we can implement it in 2018 because we don't have electricity in rural areas, and those areas that have been electrified through the rural electrification program are experiencing a lot of power shortages. So I don't know how are they going to do it, but as for me, it's a done start.
But Rindai Chipfundefava of the Zimbabwe Election Support Center says while the biometric voting system has its own shortfalls, it is far much better than the current system, which she claims has disenfranchised a lot of voters.
If you remember 2013 elections, the most problem was the issue of alleged use of voting slips, and hence the use of multiple voters was also alleged to have taken place. Then there is also the issue of people have left the diaspora, people have died. So if you call afresh a voter's roll, it means everyone needs to come afresh, and then you are also guaranteed that it's a fresh voter's roll. And it is to identify duplicate names. But in any system, whether manual or what, we still talk of irregularities, even in all systems. We are talking of human errors. We are not talking of the machine errors. Machine errors are caused by human errors. So it's open to manipulation, like even the manual system. So there is an opportunity to move to something much higher, where it is done for integrity of the electoral process. Why not take the opportunity now?
Chifundevava adds that biometric voting system won't be the only way of addressing Zimbabwe's electoral problems, as there's need to have complementary reforms for Harare to have free and fair elections. Chipfundefava adds that the biometric voting system won't be the only way of addressing Zimbabwe's electoral problems, as there's need to have complementary reforms for Harare to have free and fair polls.
It's not a panacea to all our electoral problems. So let's not focus on only voter registration. We need also to look at a other range of legislative and administrative processes. For example, the issue of political violence. There might be retribution, people might be prevented to go and register, they might be prevented to go and also vote on the election day. So we need to address also those issues. There is also the issue of results management. They need to also look at ICTs in terms of results management, how they can be done transparently. So we should look at it like at one step in the right direction, but there is still need for other reforms to make it a complete set so that we can achieve free and fair elections.
Abraham Isaac, who has been observing elections in the region for a long time, concurs, noting that the advantages of the biometric voting system outweigh its shortcomings and Zimbabwe is on the right track.
I believe this is the only way to go for Zimbabwe. It has been overdue. A number of African countries are actually doing the same. European countries are doing the same. It actually safeguards the vote later on during the voting process. So the voter registration, if it is done that way, it will also mean that the issue of duplication, the issue of using slips and so forth, it will go away. So it is a welcome move, and I want to believe that those who are actually thinking of doing this, they are right-minded people.
An information technology expert, Tatenda Chiboroman, says the biometric voting system ensures integrity and reliability of gathered information.
Biometric voter registration is a process whereby a person's physical appearances are used in registering voters. This process is a very secure way of registering voters, and it also makes use of a number of things to verify that a person is who he or she really is. For example, apart from the name and the ID numbers, one could be verified using fingerprints or facial features, etc., which are quite unique for each voter. This biometric voter registration is quite an expensive technology to implement. However, it's quite efficient, very fast and efficient. Plus, there are issues of security and privacy. The information is more secure. And also, there's the issues of integrity and reliability of information. For example, one cannot fake their fingerprint.
Chiboroman, however, doubts the likelihood of Zimbabwe implementing the system.
However, the disadvantages are that this technology requires dedicated machinery, for example, the fingerprint scanners, the facial cameras to recognize faces, etc. And at the moment, especially considering our economic situation where the government is probably failing to even raise money to pay civil servants, I don't think they will be prepared to roll out this program because it's quite expensive.
The lack of an efficient, trusted and credible voter registration system has compromised Zimbabwe's electoral processes, a situation that contributed to the West's decision to impose targeted sanctions on President Robert Mugabe and his inner circle. African nations using the biometric voter system include Kenya, Namibia, and other nations. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.